chapter 3 of the book Retail Selling Skills, we are going to understand consumer needs and purchase behavior. Let us review the learning objectives of this chapter. Understand the concept of consumer buying process and why understanding it is vital for retail selling team. Understand different types of consumer purchase decisions. Explore the factors that affect the consumer purchase decisions. Understand how retailers can use knowledge of these factors to sway purchase decisions of the consumers. And lastly, understand concept of consumer motivation and why consumers buy. Let us begin by understanding the need to study consumer behavior. What is consumer behavior and why do we need to understand it? A crucial area for any retail sales team is the element of understanding the consumers. If the retail selling team does not understand the consumer, how will they sell to the consumer? In the previous chapter, we saw that the retail salesperson needs to understand the product, different types of products, different levels of a product, so that he can sell more product. In this chapter, we want to understand the retail selling team needs to understand the consumer so that they can sell better, they can be more effective and more efficient in selling to the consumer. Every retailer aims to dissect the customer, the current market, uncovering how their customers think in order to proactively market and sell their products. So the key term here is proactively. The retailer has to be proactive, which means he has to act before the others in the market do. He should not be in a reactive mode. Instead, he has to be in a proactive mode. Consumer, as we all know, is the focal point of all retail strategies and decision making. The study of consumer behavior is therefore vital in framing product policies, pricing decisions, and any other decisions regarding sales promotion. Therefore, understanding the customer is critical for an effective marketing mix. Different buying situations require different selling efforts and different approach to selling. So we know that the customer is different, the product is different, the selling environment would be different, each retailer is different. How do we connect on this? We need to understand the customer in that retail situation, buying that product, and then only can we be selling to them in an efficient manner. Most successful people today, like Donna Karan or Tommy Hilfiger, these are big apparel brands, they started their careers as salespeople and used their experience in sales to recognize and capitalize on consumer needs, to understand consumer behavior, and to understand market trends and satisfy demands of the consumer, thereby carving a niche for themselves. So, understanding of consumers and selling experience has helped these big successful apparel labels and their owners to be where they are today. Consumer behavior and understanding of how the customer makes buying decisions is vital to retail success. Retail sales personnel understand the target customer, their demographics, the psychographics, the lifestyle, their needs and wants, their cultural upbringing, their social values, and many other varied factors. This helps the sales team understand why the consumers seek and purchase products that may not constitute the basic needs. Why do consumers buy specialty products? why do consumers buy luxury products? These are not necessities, but they still buy luxury and specialty products irrespective of their high costs. By understanding consumer behavior, the sales team can target each customer and sell to them effectively. Understanding the consumer is important because consumer is the central component of retail, and satisfying consumer needs will result in profits. Consumer behavior provides a range of concepts to help retailers think about their customers and how to satisfy them better. Studying consumer behavior enables anticipation of the consumer responses to marketing action and retail strategies. Therefore, the retailer can be proactive. Understanding consumer behavior will help the retailer know in advance, or at least be able to closely predict in advance what the response of their target customer would be to their marketing mix, to their retailing strategies, and how they would react to it. Now let us understand the consumer buying process. Shopping is not just buying things. It's a complex relationship between the buyer and the seller, one that impacts the shopper on a psychological level also. Understanding the mental processes behind consumer behavior will give the retail sales team a much better chance of successfully reaching those customers. Buying behavior is deeply rooted in psychology with aspects of sociology, thus is extremely complex. What is psychology? It is the thoughts in the mind of the consumer. Psychology and sociology complement each other when it comes to buying behavior. So our thoughts reflect our social life. Our social life in turn reflects and influences our thoughts. So both go hand in hand and therefore make understanding the consumer behavior an extremely difficult task. Deciphering consumer behavior in today's environment is extremely challenging because there are so many changes in the world. There is so much happening on the internet. So much of information is available. The customer is being bombarded with product and brand information through so many sites. Moreover, every person, every consumer is different, and it is not possible to generalize when it comes to buying behavior. When consumers go through a rational decision-making process, they follow a sequence of steps that remains constant. The sequence remains the same, but it is not necessary that every time the customer buys a product, he has to go through all these sequences or all these stages. Sometimes a customer may skip one or more of these stages, or some of them may not be applicable for certain products. Let us understand how and why. The first step, so let's go back to the previous slide and understand the consumer buying process. There are five stages. The first is need recognition, followed by pre-purchase information search. The third is evaluation of alternatives and options available to the customer. The actual purchase, and in the end, is the post-purchase evaluation, which is also extremely important. The first stage of the buying process is need recognition. When a consumer becomes aware of a need, want, or problem that can be satisfied by buying a product or service, is the stage of need recognition. A need arises when the customer runs out of stock of a product or wants to buy a new one because the current one is either outdated or does not meet the expectations of the customer. After the customer recognizes a need or problem, comes the pre-purchase information search, which means before purchasing, what is the information search that the customer is going to undertake? This step involves gathering information to satisfy the need that is already recognized. The consumer will collect information about a product or a brand from various sources. These sources could be internal sources, for example, one's own awareness, your experiences with various brands or retail stores, or your own memory. External sources like friends and family. It could also be neutral sources like TV programs, social media, internet. These are neutral sources because they are not biased towards a product or a brand. They will simply give their feedback. Commercial sources such as advertisements or visual aspects of the store. These will obviously be specific to a store, therefore may not be very unbiased. The extent of information search that the consumer will undertake depends on the current information level and the perceived value of the additional information. So the customer basically has to balance between what is the information that is already existing with him, with the additional time, effort and money that is going to be spent in gathering additional information. It has to be a trade-off between the two, whether finding additional information is worth it or not is a decision the customer has to take. The customer will then arrive at an evoked set or consideration set of products that he may choose from. This evoked set is the consideration set. It is a set of alternatives or options that are available to the customer for that product category. And he has to choose from that set and finalize one of the brands or products that he would like to buy. Evaluation of alternatives. This is the next stage of the buying process. Here, this stage consists of evaluating the various criteria for choosing a product over another one. This evaluation depends on one or more of the following factors. So when we say that evaluation on basis of various criteria, what could these criteria be? These could be product attributes, it could be the brand image, brand personality, it could be the price of the product, it could be the convenience factor. In some product categories, convenience is more important. In some product categories, convenience is not important. Price may be more important. In some product categories, occasion for purchase would be a priority concept, or the buying environment. So a customer could be looking at one or more of these factors and then finally decide on his choice. The evaluation criteria will differ from person to person and also depends on the product. Evaluation of alternatives is done in two steps. Firstly, the consumer may create a set of possible options to their needs, that is product types. Second step, consumer may evaluate particular products or brands within each group that was made in this first step. The next stage is that of the actual purchase of the product. This is the stage where the final decision to buy or not is made. A consumer may decide not to buy the product at all. It may be out of his budget, maybe he is not getting financing for the product, or in some cases it could be a stock out situation, which means the color or size or style that he is looking for is not available in stock. The store atmospherics, which is the visual aspects of the store, or a salesperson may influence the customer to make a decision or even to buy a complementary product. If you remember, we had discussed the concept of upselling and cross-selling. So, the visuals of the store, the store ambience, the atmosphere, and the salesperson may influence the customer to buy a complementary product or to buy a more expensive version of the same product. The last phase of consumer purchase behavior is the post-purchase evaluation. Well, we could say that now the sale is made, the purchase is made, so why is the retailer really concerned about what the consumer is going to think? No, we are wrong. The post-purchase evaluation stage is the most critical stage in the entire buying process. This is because this stage or phase can make or break the retailer. After the purchase is made, the consumer will evaluate the product's characteristics vis-a-vis the price, the expected quality, and the performance of the product. The customer tends to justify the purchase decision, especially in case of high involvement, high risk, or high cost products. The customer tends to justify the purchase decision to his significant others. Retail selling team, therefore, has to ensure that the customer feels he has made the right decision. When do you think the retail selling team can do that? Obviously, at the post-purchase stage. Post-purchase behavior can result in repeat purchases, and hence it is very important for retailer and the sales team. The retailer's sales team needs to understand this concept of cognitive dissonance and should know how to reduce it. Cognitive dissonance is the concept where a customer tends to justify the purchase decision, especially in case of a high involvement product, maybe like a laptop, a mobile phone, or a high price product like a car or a house. In these situations, the customer will start thinking, evaluating if the purchase he made was right or not. Oh, maybe I should have bought that cheaper variant, or maybe I should have bought that slightly more expensive variant, or maybe I should have bought the green instead of the pink. In such situations, the customer is justifying his purchase decision, not only to himself, but also his immediate family and friends. And if at this stage the marketer enters the customer's mind or thoughts, and he calls up the customer to say, okay, how is the product performing? Are you satisfied? Was it installed properly? Do you have any problems? Do you have any issues? Do you have a feedback? Then the purchase decision of the customer is reinforced. The customer says, okay, great, I bought the right brand. I went to the right retailer for this product. Therefore, post-purchase stage is extremely crucial for the retailer and his selling team. Now let us understand the different types of consumer purchase decisions. In today's competitive world, the consumers are continuously being bombarded with advertisements and promotions in various forms, whether it is TV, print media, newspapers, internet, WhatsApp, SMSs, all of them are bombarding the customer with advertisements. Okay, therefore, the customer is faced with purchase decisions not only every day but also several times a day. Some purchase decisions are routine, they do not require much effort. For example, buying the basic products, staples, bread, grocery, vegetables, maybe even a toothpaste or a toothbrush or the soap or some personal care products. These products are staple. They do not require much effort. They do not need extensive research before being bought. On the other hand, some purchase decisions are very elaborate and complex. They are usually for products which are high risk, high involvement, a lot of money, and therefore the customer is going to undertake extensive research through various ways, internal factors, external sources of information, friends, family, feedback and reviews online, and only then be able to make a purchase. The amount of effort a customer wants to put into buying a product has a direct effect on the buying process, the retail strategy, as well as the retail mix. Types of consumer buying behavior are determined by a number of factors. Firstly, the level of involvement. How involved is the customer with that product or product category? Importance and intensity of interest in a product in a particular situation. Buyer's level of involvement determines why the buyer is motivated to seek information about a certain product and brand, but virtually ignores other product categories or brands. The level of a customer's interest in the buying process of a product is a reflection of the person's need for that product. So level of involvement is actually related to the need of that product that the customer has. It is therefore referred to as purchase involvement. This is a temporary phase. It ends when the product is purchased. High involvement purchases are usually for high-priced goods. Long-term products, which you're not going to sell or stop using easily, the usage of that product is for a long term. For example, a car, a laptop, or products that are visible to others, thereby reflecting the social or financial status of the customer. Level of involvement is closely linked to the purchase motivation and level of research that the customer is going to do. Now let us understand this little graph which shows the level of involvement. There are four types of buying decision behavior. It is a 2x2 matrix where we talk about high involvement and low involvement. Then we talk of significant differences between the brands or alternatives that are available versus few differences between the brands or alternatives available.